Bomani, Nick Saban has a technological solution for the empty student sections he keeps complaining about. The New York Times reports that Alabama had students install a custom version of an app named FanMaker that tracks locations of fans inside the stadium. And the reward is loyalty points to be redeemed for SEC title game and college football playoff tickets. So what does this app sound like to you?
All right, so I do like kind of dig the idea that you can be rewarded for staying the whole game, because they do have a problem here, which is they be beating the brakes off people, and not everybody wants to be running the risk of getting skin cancer watching a foregone conclusion, right?
So I understand that part of it. However, the idea that they are tracking you, yes, this is the case with most apps you use, to be clear. Most of them have this power and do that. But it starts feeling extra creepy when you start hearing about it in these settings.
It sounds dystopian. It sounds like you are getting paid actors to end up attending these games because the players are not paid, so what do? We have to build the environment around them that helps recruit more of those players, and so the fans are complicit in that. But for me, this all strikes to privacy. It strikes to the notion that we are just going to let schools, universities, employers, bosses track you, because where does it end? Where does it end once you get your location?
Well, hold on now. We're kind of burying the lead to a degree here. Not really the lead, because we decided to focus this around Alabama, but in our research coming up to do this show, we found out that the University of North Carolina is using tracking to make sure that the players go to class. Like, it's no longer enough now to put somebody outside of the class, which you can do when everybody takes the same classes, and just to check if they go now. Oh, no, no, no. They are going to be using this to track whether you go to class, which gets us to the point that you are making. At what point do you think they are going to stop? Like, once they get a little bit in here, they're going to keep doing it. Why? Because they see it as a good idea. Why? Because it makes sense. And one argument that we can't continue to use, Pablo, for justifying things is simply that they make sense, because then you get to this stuff.